The special counsel's investigation into possible Russian campaign collusion and possible obstruction of justice has been proceeding relatively quickly lately. Following the indictment of President Trump's former campaign chair Paul Manafort and his deputy Rick Gates, the special counsel's office has reportedly interviewed White House aide Stephen Miller and reportedly has interviews coming up with communications director Hope Hicks and White House counsel Don McGahn, and is also expected to interview Jared Kushner, the president's son-in-law, who's also a White House aide. Here to talk with us with where this investigation seems to be now and where it's going are William Banks, the director of the Institute for National Security and Terrorism at Syracuse University, and Ryan Goodman, a professor of law at New York University School of Law. Ryan, let's start with Steve Miller. He is a White House aide who's been influential in a number of areas, it appears, briefed the press on some of the immigration measures that the president is trying to implement and seems to be pretty influential there. He apparently was in contact with George Papadopoulos, who it was revealed earlier has a plea agreement with the special counsel's office. The White House had written off Papadopoulos as unimportant and a liar, but now it appears he was in regular contact with Miller. So what is the significance of the interview that the special counsel did with Stephen Miller?
So it is significant in twofold for two reasons. One is, it does suggest that Papadopoulos is not this like low-level individual. One former Trump campaign associate referred to him as a kind of a coffee boy, but rather somebody much more significant to the campaign since he was dealing directly with Stephen Miller. But we also know from his plea statement that he was also dealing directly with the co-chair of the campaign at the time. So that's still an important element to know that he was in direct exchange with Miller about his Russian contacts. I think the second most important element of this for Miller is this open question: did Papadopoulos inform the campaign about the overtures made from the Russians that they had Clinton-related emails? And that's this conspicuous absence in the plea statement. There are multiple references to Papadopoulos meeting with the Russians, reporting back to the campaign, trying to set up a meeting with members of the campaign, if not Trump himself and the Russians. But the plea statement doesn't say what Mueller knows as to whether or not Papadopoulos said anything to the campaign. The timing of his email to Miller is right around the time that he was first told in April of 2016 by this Russian agent, in a certain sense, the Russian professor, that they had dirt on Hillary Clinton. So that's, I imagine, the biggest question that Mueller might have for Mr. Miller.
Leaking out in some form or another, sort of in this sort of step-by-step process where we learn just a little bit more all the time about this investigation without knowing everything, obviously, that the special counsel is looking at. What does it tell us that this information about the interview of Miller has come out now?
So it's difficult to know since, you know, there are so many leaks that seem to be taking place, but at the same time, nobody knows where they're coming from. It does seem as though, you know, the best and most plausible explanation is that the leaks are not coming from Mueller's team. He's running a tight ship. The very fact that Papadopoulos had pled guilty months ago and was collaborating with the special counsel's team and nobody knew anything of it until it was released publicly suggests that we can't read too much into the timing in that regard. But I do think that it's kind of interesting that Mueller would interview Miller after the release of the Papadopoulos statement, because that statement by Papadopoulos is a strong signal to members of the Trump administration and Trump team, I should say, from the campaign, that they need to be forthright with the special counsel, that he will throw the book at them if they engage in a false statement. And it also suggests to them that he has a lot of information at his disposal. So it's another reason why they need to kind of come forth, because at the very least, Mueller has everything that Papadopoulos knows, because Papadopoulos is cooperating with him.
Well, you know, there are all these interviews, Ryan, that are coming up with, supposedly coming up with people like Don McGahn, the White House counsel, Hope Hicks, the communications director. Are we now at a point where they're not just looking at Russian collusion during the campaign, but they're really focusing on obstruction matters that may have happened after the president was inaugurated?
That's right. So I think that's another element here. There's multiple indications that Mueller is independently going after the obstruction of justice question, which is also kind of twofold. One, was the firing of James Comey as FBI director an attempt by the president to avoid kind of liability, political and legal, for him and his circle for the Russia stuff? And two, something separate, and it's always good to keep it separate in mind, when on Valentine's Day 2016, the president said to Comey in the Oval Office, can you basically drop the Flynn investigation? Yep. Was that an interference with the Flynn investigation? Something quite separate. And the first part about firing Comey, Mueller is involved in that because we now know from the reporting that he had drafted the letter that was going to be sent from the president to Comey explaining the reason for his firing.
Bill, we've had a lot of news about, you know, we had the indictments of Manafort and Gates, who were in high-level jobs in the campaign, revealed that this guy Papadopoulos, foreign policy advisor, is cooperating. We learned that they're targeting Michael Flynn and his son for possible payoffs to spirit a Turkish citizen out of the country. We now have Stephen Miller having gotten interviewed. Apparently he was in connection with George Papadopoulos. And now we have these interviews coming up of other high-level White House officials. Connect the dot for us a bit for what the investigation looks like now.
Well, I think as your first segment detailed, and as Ryan Goodman said, it's sort of one step at a time here. Each of these individuals who've been mentioned today have some connection not only to the Russia collusion probe, but to possible obstruction charges. I think probably the most significant development that's been reported in the last few days is the one concerning Flynn and possibly Flynn's son concerning the Turkey operation. This isn't Russia, of course, but it's a very serious one, alleging a potential violation of federal and state kidnapping statutes if the facts are as they were reported, I think, by the Wall Street Journal.
So, Bill, if you know, given the number of things we have going on here, you know, is this sort of the? It is step by step, but are these the steps you'd expect them to be taking? You know, they haven't interviewed, it appears, too many of the White House folks until now. Is this the way you'd expect them to be building their case?
I think so. You know, in part, we recall that they have individuals like the Flynn and his son, who they may be trying to work with to get them to flip, to give them somebody else. And I think, and with Papadopoulos' plea, we will learn more about what he was willing to say in return for his plea. Who knows about maybe Manafort and Gates further down the road in light of their indictment. So I think, you know, these investigations have a life of their own, but as Ryan said, they run a very tight ship at Mueller's shop. We're not going to get leaks from them, so we're going to have to just follow this day by day. And it's a process that's not surprising in terms of how it's proceeding.
Ryan, it looks like, you know, you've got a whole lot of things going on, and the president has been focused a lot on his Twitter account anyway on collusion. He talked about it again. He said he talked about it with Vladimir Putin, and Putin denied any collusion. He's been talking a lot about collusion, but a lot of this stuff is starting to look like they're focused on the obstruction piece. Does it look like that's the real direction that Mueller is going?
I think Mueller is probably going in both directions at the same time. So I think that the most recent wave of interviews and scheduled interviews suggest obstruction, but the Papadopoulos plea statement, which is still fairly recent, I think strongly suggests collusion, coordination with the Russians is afoot. That it was written all over that plea statement. And, you know, we also have to think the plea statement is Papadopoulos pleading to less serious offenses. So you might, the open question is, well, what were the more serious offenses that Mueller had so much against him that he'd be willing to plea? And I think that also points towards other members of the campaign. And then just to make one other note, On that very Monday when the police statement was released and the Manafort Gates indictment was released, the police statement actually does refer to Manafort and Gates as involved in the communications with the Russians. They were not named, but then the Washington Post identified who was whom in the police statement, and they are the ones who say, after Papadopoulos tells them about the Russian communications, let's send in a low-level official so that it doesn't have the, you know, the president's or at that time candidate Trump's fingers all over it. So I think I'm still thinking that the large part of the investigation has also to do with that piece of it.
Bill, you mentioned they may be working on Flynn and potentially his son to flip here and cooperate with prosecutors. And we know that Papadopoulos is cooperating. We don't know what else is going on behind the scenes. If you're these high-level officials who are now going in, people like Hope Hicks, Don McGahn, what are they going to be thinking walking into these interviews now about what they might be facing?
Well, I think they should be worried. I think, because of what we've learned so far, and the potential that Flynn had more things going on here than had been reported before, that Flynn's involvement was just about agent registration and failure to report income and making false statements. If they're actually substantive felonious crimes at issue here, such as kidnapping or something related to it, and anyone who's in the circle of knowing about a potential criminal conspiracy involving federal and state felonies, then they have a lot to be concerned about.
Coming up, we're going to be talking about Uber, but we want to thank our guests, Ryan Goodman of New York University Law School of Law and William Banks, the director of the Institute for National Security and Counterterrorism at Syracuse University, for being with us here on Bloomberg Law today to talk about the Mueller investigation into possible Russian collusion and obstruction of justice. Thanks for being here. I'm sure we're going to be talking more as time goes on, as we keep getting more and more information week by week now.